Once again, dear friends, I'd like to share with you from Isaiah chapter 55, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." In several previous broadcasts, we have noticed how this is true in many, many areas. God's thoughts and ways far outstripping ours. And today's thought is no exception. Again, turning to God's Word from Exodus chapter 20, "Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children of the third and fourth generation to them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Ye shall not make with me gods of silver, neither shall ye make unto you gods of gold." Idolatry is something that God looks on in a completely different light than man does by nature. For example, we read from 1 Samuel 15, "For rebellion," please notice this, "is as the sin of witchcraft." Young people, to rebel against your parents, to rebel against authority, to rebel against the Word of God is on the same level, God says, as witchcraft. And then he says, "and stubbornness," or one translation renders that self-will. Stubbornness and self-will is as iniquity and idolatry. You might think you're not guilty of idolatry, but if you're stubborn, if you're one of those who wants to have his own way all the time, God says it's just like idolatry. There are those listening to my voice today who are as guilty of idolatry as many of the pagan countries of the world where they bow down and worship stone images. While Paul waited for them at Athens, his spirit was stirred in him when he saw the whole city given to idolatry. "We also are men of like passions with you," he said, "and preach unto you that ye should turn from these vanities unto the living God." And yet there are those today who are worshiping the idol of the almighty dollar. There are those who are worshiping the idol of popularity, of prestige, or perhaps it's just the idol of the television set that you set before day after day, hour after hour. There are many things that can become an idol in your life. In Corinthians we read, "Be not deceived, neither fornicators nor idolaters shall inherit the kingdom of God." My dearly beloved, Paul says, "Flee from idolatry." John says in his epistle, "Little children, keep yourself from idols." Yes, it is possible for Americans. It is even possible for Christians to be taken up with some form of idolatry. And an idol is anything that steps in between you and the true and the living God. Something that takes the place and the preeminence and the position and the love that belongs to the Lord Jesus. That's idolatry. And we read in the book of the Revelation, "Idolaters shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." So it is possible that there are those listening to this broadcast today who are involved, unknowingly perhaps, in idolatry. You're worshiping something or someone other than the true and the living God. In the recent death of a prominent entertainer, we have seen idolatry in the lives of so many who go to his shrine to worship him, who go to pay homage, as they would call it, and yet many of them who go there, making long journeys to go to the place where he's entombed, fail to go back to Calvary and acknowledge the God of heaven and earth and the Christ of eternity who died there. Little children, keep yourself from idols. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, present your bodies a living sacrifice. He deserves it. He's the God of eternity who bore your sins in his own body on the tree. Why don't you trust him? Why don't you receive him? Because his thoughts and ways are above your thoughts and ways, as the heavens are above the earth. Do it today. Receive Christ for his name's sake, for your soul's sake. Amen.